Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of March 4th, 2023. My name is Liam, and I'm your phenologist for this week. On Tuesday, March 7th, we had a beautiful full moon. The Ojibwe call the March full moon Snowcrust Moon. Another name for the March full moon, also referring to the natural world, is Sugar Moon, which marks the time of year during which the sap of a sugar maple tree flows. According to the National Weather Service, the potential of spring flooding across the Northland is above normal. There's a very high amount of water in the snowpack across the region, with the North Shore, East Central Minnesota, and all of Northwest Wisconsin currently ranking in the top 10% of historical snow water measurements. Spring flooding is possible for much of the Northland. The snowbank that Miss Marcon's class had dropped down to 5 feet 7 inches due to warmer weather. That's a decrease of 8 inches of snow. On the night of Sunday, March 5th, Miss Urban heard coyotes barking and yipping in the woods behind her house. On Saturday, Lila was driving home. She saw 12 deer in the forest next to the road. And Isa saw a deer on the way home from school. She noticed that she'd never saw a deer in that area before. On Tuesday, the 7th, Mason saw a red fox in Lester Park after he was done cross-country skiing. It had a little animal in its mouth. It was probably going for an easy snack. On Saturday, March 4th, Miss Urban was out in her yard and heard the first robin of the season. It had been so long since she had heard one that she took a moment to place it. Aurora noticed a barred owl in her yard in Duluth. She saw it perched in a tree, and she got to watch it fly away. This week is a good week to tap your sugar maple trees. Thawing days have now reached 32 degrees, which triggers the sap to flow. Black maples, box elders, red maples, and silver maples can also be tapped for sap, but trees should be over 10 inches in diameter. On Wednesday, March 8th, Ms. Marcon's kindergarten class noticed some open willow buds. Willows are one of the first trees to open their buds, and many species of willow have fluffy, soft white hairs on the bud, which makes them very noticeable. On Sunday, March 5th, Miss Urban was snowshoeing at Wisconsin Point when she saw snow fleas for the first time in this season. A full moon happened, and the moon turned red on March 7th. Owen noticed that the Spirit Mountain biking trails are starting to melt, and rocks, gravel, and roots are poking out and ruining your skis and snowboards. Miss Rolfe's class was in EE when Lila and Liam spotted a stonefly near Chickadee Landing. Stoneflies are important indicators of water quality because they spend most of their life in the water and require very clean, well-oxygenated water to survive. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.